can see that God is working in everyone's heart. Things are taking shape and things are beginning to grow. And it's through those wonderful words from God that causes the things to grow. As we just submit ourselves to Him, as we depend upon Him, whatever the circumstances, some of us might have had a tough time or having a great time or just different challenges. But the key is we just stay with God. You know, God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God of love, God of mercy, God of compassion. And He's with us. And we got His Spirit in us. We got that Holy Spirit, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. And, you know, I was thinking that when we read the scriptures, when you read anywhere in the scriptures, when we look at the lives of the people, they had a living relationship with the living God. And God was able to work in their hearts. He was able to direct them, encourage them, inspire them. And as they done what God gave them to do, as they moved through the doors, whether it was talking to someone, whether it was parting the seas or Jesus multiplying the bread and the fish, as we move with God, then we are moving into that land with milk and honey. You know, His works, God's works with us. So if you look at all the patriarchs, they walk with God. Look at David. King David had a fantastic living relationship with God. We can read the Psalms, different places like that. God's great relationship with David and David's heart towards God. He was a man after God's own heart. And he made many mistakes too. But he poured his heart out to God. And he went to God in those challenging situations that he had. He had many challenging situations. And it's not that we look at the challenging situations. Our focus is not there. If they come up, we deal with them with God. And we go to God for the answers, for the direction, and for the solution. King David had such a great heart, man. Like, he really was a wonderful man when we just read his life and see his heart. When you read some of the Psalms and you just see his great heart and dependency upon God. So God wants you to really be dependent upon him in good times, in not so good times. But we're victorious. We're the head. See, the battle's been won. The major battle's been won. There's little skirmishes going on, but we're victorious. We're the head and we're not the tail. And we got to realize that God is continually working in us. So it's just where we focus our mind. Like, if something comes up and it's not a blessing to our lives, we can be focused on that. How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to get out of this situation? Oh, this is a big mountain. You know, this is why we got faith. Our faith moves the mountain. And the only thing that pleases God is our faith in Him. And when we hold to His conditions and that we trust in Him. And I was looking at Psalms 34. In Psalms 34 in verse 3, it says, Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So when things go against us, sometimes we don't trust. And our needs go unmet because God can't get it to us because of where our focus is. And so when we learn to trust, to have faith and confidence in God. That's what trust is. Faith and confidence in God's ability to do. And even though I might not have the resources, the answers, the solutions, we know that God has the resources, the answers and solutions. So we're to trust in God's ability to do. It says do good. Because sometimes when things go wrong, we can get impatient. We start saying the wrong things, confessing the wrong things. We allow emotions to whip up and disturb our mind so we're not thinking clearly. So no matter where we're at with God, we can still be in that perfect place. In the storm, we can still be at rest. In the challenges, we can still be at rest. But we don't want to focus on those challenges, but they do come up in life. But we don't focus there. We keep our focus on God. We walk by faith and not by sight. When we keep our focus there, then the answers come quickly, the solutions come quickly, the inspired thoughts and ideas of what to say and what to do and how to act will be there for us. And it says, you'll dwell in the land and verily thou shalt be fed. The children of Israel, some of them didn't even get into the promised land. They wasn't fed. They died in the wilderness. But it was there in front of them to go in and possess and take it. But they seen themselves as grasshoppers. They seen the challenges before them bigger than God. But God is bigger than every circumstances and situation. So when we get ourselves in situations like that, when things just come up that way, we just stay with God. We have confidence and trust and faith that God will take care of us, that he is our source of supply. He will deliver, he will make a way where there seems no way. He makes a way in the wilderness and rivers to run in the desert. He can bring water out of rocks. He can change, he can multiply the bread and the fish. So, you know, on our resources, sometimes if our resources are low, we go to God and we ask him to replenish them. We give thanks and we ask him to replenish them. And we're honoring God. If we're being faithful, if we're connecting where we should be connecting, if we're going to God with all of our hearts, if we're honoring him with our substance and with our life, and he's our first love, he's going to take care of you. Simple as that. If not, then maybe something's not right. Maybe there's something in our thinking. Because God is faithful, he doesn't move from what he's promised. So sometimes we may think we got everything right. But that's why we need that living relationship with God. And it comes through being led by that Spirit of God, being in submission with a humble heart and meek and willing to go to him in every situation. So when something's not right, I go to God straight away. Father, this is not right. I am not happy with this situation. It needs to change. So you need to give me what I need to, if I need to speak or act or do something, you need to show me, you need to give me those answers. And they come thick and fast. You know, I remember speaking with Sanger. He says, you know, if you don't feel so great one day, just ask God to make you happy. Now, simple as that. And so I practiced that. There come a day after that, I was really like ticked off, not really, don't know, just something wasn't right. And I said, God, make me happy. And that's all I said. I went, God, make me happy, with my arms out like that. And do you know what? All of a sudden, the phone was ringing and good news was coming. And I just changed that quick because I set my love upon God. You know, we talk about the love of God. You know, God first loved us so that we can love him. The next step is to love ourselves. And we love ourselves based upon God's love for us. Then we can love others as ourselves. So really thinking well of yourself. You've got to believe in God. You've got to believe in Jesus Christ. And you've got to believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, you know, this is where the lack of confidence comes. This is where the worries, the fears and doubts come. But we know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that we are the head and we're not the tail. So the first thing we have to do in every situation is to trust. And in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean what? Not unto thine own understanding. God says, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try and figure it out all yourself. I mean, you can exhaust yourself if you want to. But he says, trust, lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. God says, look, every situation that's coming up in your life or that has come up, acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. I'll show you what to do. I'll give you the answers. I'll give you the solutions. So when you find yourself in a challenging situation or you're not so hot or you feel a bit like not there, just go to God, just trust him. Say, Father, I thank you that I am the righteousness of you in Christ Jesus. I am fully supplied because you have done this for me in Christ Jesus. What he accomplished, I've got that direct access. And you're the living God and I'm coming to you. And then God can also direct you, maybe go to the scriptures, remind yourself of something. So I do everything with God. So the scripture portion, if I'm feeling down, I don't go to the scriptures. I go to God, the living God, in that living relationship. And then he'll direct me whether to go to them, which he does. And I do. And I get my answers. And then sometimes it's just a thought, an idea, a concept. Sometimes someone will call me, say something that I need. And I'm like, wow, look at that. God, the answers from God. Recognizing God, being aware of God's presence, being aware that God's at work in your situation, being aware that God is talking through other people, God is talking through his scriptures, God is talking in your life. He's there with you right now. Whether you're good or blessed, if you think of the times that you were blessed, you were so sure of God, but when things weren't going so great, you kind of like go into doubt. Well, God hasn't changed. He's still there with you. It's just where we've put our mind. And again, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we don't allow the outside influences to get into our heart. And that's why we need to say what God says. The next verse says, delight thyself also in the Lord, Jehovah, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. It reminds me of Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So a lot of us think, well, you know, I'm born again, I got the Spirit of God, I got the scriptures, I don't need to go and fellowship, I don't need to go and hang out with the believer, I just do what I want to do. And all of a sudden they get into some trouble, and where do they go? They go to God, they come back to the believers, right? Because that's where the safety is. There's a safety in a multitude of counselors. We can counsel, we can minister to each other, we can encourage one another. So when we delight in God, for me, God is first. Just ask my wife. God is first. Just look at my life. God is first for me. Like, he's top priority above anything else. When I got him first, then I know everything's going to be taken care of in my life. So my focus is God and what he wants me to do. And the desires he's put in my heart is to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, because that is God's desire. So that desire will come to pass for me. He will give me those key laborers. He's going to open up the doors. He's going to do the work. He's going to bring the people. I'm not going to bring the people. I'm just going to speak thy word, his words, his heavenly words. And we got the scriptures, which is the graphe, the written scriptures of accounts of what God has done through people that have walked with God. And listen, God hasn't changed. He's still working today. This book is still being written. It's still being written with your life. That's how important this is. Like, you know, you can really walk like the old people walked in the Old Testament. In fact, you can walk greater. You can walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the living relationships in the book of Acts. Look at Timothy. Look at Paul. Look at Silas. Look at Barnabas. Look at Apollos. Look at Stephen. Look at all these wonderful men who were led by the Spirit of God and done what God put in their heart. They didn't get permission from anyone else to go and do it. And they move powerfully, and we can do the same. So we don't have to be like a heartbeat monitor. You know, when someone's having their pressure taken, you look at the heart monitor and it's up and down, up and down, up and down. We can have a constant flow with God. We really can. So we delight ourselves in God. Every day, get up, say what he says. Be thankful for what he's done for you and what we have and what we can do and who we are and the direct access and connection we got with him. That he's made us righteous. We're as right as God. He's made us justified and sanctified us. He's redeemed us. He's given to us the words of ministry and reconciliation. And that we are fellow laborers together with God. God says, look, we're fellow workers together. Our business is to do the Father's business. Jesus said, my business is to do the Father's business. Now, because of what he done and what God accomplished by him, I can say, listen, guys, my business is to do the Father's business. I'm not interested in your 5 cents things, because I know God can meet every need there. And I'm coming to God for that need to be supplied. And he's got many avenues to get that need met. So really, we concern ourselves with the things of God. We concern ourselves with looking to God and what he's putting in our hearts to do and the desires he's put in our heart. Because, you know, I've been talking about vision, goals and desires, but it's the visions that come from God, that vision that comes from God, that overall scope for your life. And the desires he puts in your heart. It's not my own personal desire. The desires I got is what God has placed in there. In that Spirit of God in me. Living in me. The Spirit of God's living in you. We have this treasure in earthen vessel. We're the earthen vessel. And the treasure is the Holy Spirit. And this is the ability we're to use. We're to be led by. We're to walk by, we're to live in, we're to speak by. And so, like in Romans, where it says that if we got the carnal mind, it's death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. So we use this ability every day, speaking in tongues, being led by God, doing the things he puts in our heart, being faithful, being consistent, and not hearing the other voices. I don't listen to other things. I got my connection with God, and I'm connected where he wants me to be. That is my focus. I'm not getting confused because this teacher said that teacher said this. I'm in the right place with my God, with my Heavenly Father, and I'm being obedient unto him, and I'm being free in my speech. In other words, I'm not watching my words, what I say to you, because I'm allowing God to energize me so that you can get what he wants you to have by my mouth. Because, you know, Paul says, you know, in Corinthians, that it was by us that God reconciled you to him. See, by Jesus Christ, we was reconciled to God. And it was by the apostles people were being reconciled to God. And now it's by you that people are being reconciled to God. God needs you. He needs your mouth. He needs your focus. He needs your commitment. This is where it's at, guys. It really is. Listen, you want to start living this way because it's a great life. And I'm having a great time. I'm a changed man since I come back from India. And I thank God for Sangate Baines because he really encouraged this to me. And I didn't believe him, just like a lot of people don't. I thought, well, he's kind of off and he's not right. This man walks with God and he's got the fruit to prove it. Now I'm actually doing, I've actually listened, come close, listened, paid attention, trusting God. Okay, Father, you want me here? And then I've started to do it. Now the great fruit, now the fruit is coming. It's becoming evidence. So things are taking shape. So what did Paul say about being followers? You know, tupos. A tupos is an exact type. He says, be followers of me because I'm followers of Christ. You know my ways in Christ. Know my life. And I can say the same thing because I know that God has got me where he wants me to be. And I'm in obedience to him. And you can do the same. It does take some commitment. It takes obedience not to do our own thing. We've got this freedom and liberty in Christ. Okay, so no one can put you under a schoolmaster. No one can say you got to do this, do that. Because if you're walking with God, you'll be in the right place. So we delight and we commit our ways to God. We trust God. Then we delight in him. And the next verse says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, Jehovah. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. So that commitment to God. God, I give my life over to you. I trust you. I will be where you want me to be. And I'm going to trust you with that commitment I made. And when you make a committed decision is like vowing a vow. And in the scriptures it says, if you vow a vow, defer not to pay it. In other words, you stick to that commitment. But when you vow a vow, it's not like God's going to strike you down dead if you don't keep to it. But when you make that committed decision, all the energy and the faithfulness and the determination to follow through and do it, God energizes it in you. Because I know in myself that I screw up, I kind of maybe cut back on my commitment. So I stay focused with God. He energizes, he supplies to me that faithfulness, that committed heart. He knew the commitment I made to him. And he knows I need his help to keep it. So God is just amazing. The best thing you can do is really just surrender yourself to him and not worry about, well, if I do this, this person might lead me down the road. If you're walking with God, you'll know when things are not right. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And just like with anything, if I was to sow a seed, it grows down first. And this is what's been happening since I've come back from India. My commitment and the seeds I've been sowing has taken root and it's grown down, got some stability. Now it's coming up and showing. The leaves are coming through the dirt now. Now the leaves are starting to form. And God is doing the work, not me. We just be obedient to him. And if you do this as an individual, I implore you, I beseech you to do the same. Because you will benefit so greatly. You really will. And it's like I want to shake the laptop and say, please believe me, it will work. It works. So we trust, delight, and we commit. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. God will make you prosperous. God will make you fruitful. God will show forth your righteousness. That is, and his righteousness is your righteousness. God will show, look, this son, this boy's with me. This woman's with me. They're doing what I'm putting in their heart to do. And they're being fruitful. They're not just bumping their gums. These guys mean business. Because it's the father's business. If my dad had a business and he put me in charge or made me a fellow worker with him, I would defend that business because that's my dad's. I'd look after that business because that's my dad's. I make sure things are done right because that's my dad's. And it's my business too. And I have this wonderful inheritance that God's given me. And I have this eternal life and this freedom. And I have his wisdom, knowledge and joy. I got joy because I got his understanding, because he's supplying that to me through the Spirit, as I do, as I apply. After we've done those, that trust, that, and we delight and we commit our ways, it says rest. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. We need to enter into God's rest. In other words, we're not trying to make things happen. We're not trying to change our tough challenges or our financial position. We're not trying to make it better for us. We're going to God and he's supplying that. So we rest. We know that God's going to do the work. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Keep being faithful day in, day out. Faithful to speak, faithful to pray, faithful to declare his word over your life, faithful to encourage other people, even if you're having a funny day. And it says, fret not thyself. In other words, don't freak out because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about it, all right? If they're not with God and they're doing it the wrong way, they're going to get their consequences. It's guaranteed. Same as we walk with God and do God's ways, it's guaranteed that we're going to be blessed. It's guaranteed that we're going to have everything that we need in this life to be joyful on a daily basis. So, and then it says, cease from anger, forsake craft, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You know, sometimes we can get so frustrated because it looks like things ain't going our way, but it's just an illusion. Okay, from the God of this world, who is defeated, who is under our feet. We've been delivered from the authority of darkness. Just when you're going through a tough time, say out of your mouth, let there be light. Light be now. I'm delivered from you, Satan. You got no authority in my life. The Lord rebuke you. You're out of here. Get out. You're defeated foe. You're under my feet, remember. So get back where you belong. And you take authority. And you stay focused with God. You've got to be committed. You've got to be serious. This is not a fairy tale. This is real life living. And when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And the tough people get going to God. Because really they're the tenderest people in the world. Because they know that God is good. You know, I had really great sleep last night. And I was in a deep, deep sleep. And I got this little fold-up table by the side of my bed. And I opened up this can of lemonade, you know, before I went to sleep, had a little sip, put it on the side. And this morning, I was woke up with a shock because I was in a deep sleep and all of a sudden, this water all come over me, all over the bed, all over me. And I jumped up, the dogs jumped up, and Milo must have come along and knocked the table. Because it's a fold-up table, it collapsed and the the lemonade come all over me. It was comical. If you'd have probably seen it, you'd all probably be laughing, but I wasn't laughing. And I like to wake up slowly. That's the type of person I am. And I shot out of that bed. What's going on? Where am I? I even didn't even know where I was for a second. And I thought, oh, the coffee's all over me. Because I usually have a cup of coffee and leave it on the side and drink it cold when I wake up. And it wasn't, it was the lemonade. So, and I'm thinking, oh, there was no dog there. So when I went out to go and get a towel and to wash and all that stuff, I looked over and Milo was around by Kim's side of the bed. So it was Milo, because he's pacing up and down at the moment. He's on these pills and it's just making him pace, bless his heart. So then from there, I got a phone. Someone wanted to call me, so I was still half asleep. I got this phone call, and then there was a knock at the door, someone coming to fix the light in the bathroom. And then there was another knock, and it's someone turned up to come and collect all our rubbish from outside. And they was giving me a price, trying to charge me the full amount. And it was through a friend of someone that sent them. And I said, well, that's a lot of money. I said, I kind of bargained with him and got a good price. He'd done a really good job. I thought he was a little bit high on the price, but it's really the average price. So he really was respecting the person that sent him. And I said to him, the next time he comes, I'll give him more, you know. So, you know, God is good. And then the gas engineer turned up. And then Kim rang me up. Oh, love, you got to follow me in the car because I got to take my work van into the place for it to be serviced. I said, well, I'm not doing this all the time. I said, you get them to sort it out. It's not my job to... I said, now you're taking me off my track. But I managed to keep the peace, and I'm like, okay, God, I'm so thankful because you bless me every day and you're with me every day. And so I kind of like, about 5 o'clock, I kind of woke up a little bit, but I was tired. And she goes, oh, we'll have McDonald's tonight, save me cooking. And I'm like, all right, okay. So we got a McDonald's and we had a nice bit of fellowship, and I shared my morning with her and she was laughing her head off. And I said, well, you can laugh, but you've got to change the sheets when we come back, because I don't know how to do it. I don't know where everything is. So so she come back moaning her head off that she had to change all these sheets. Well, you could have put your duvet over the banister to dry off, and I don't know whether it's going to be dry when you go to bed tonight. I said, oh, I'll sleep in my office then. But, you know, God is with us, and we all go through things at times, but we don't look at the things. We don't look at the negative. Don't let that speak louder than truth. Don't let that speak louder than God. You know, because God is with us. We just need to trust him, and we just need to commit our ways to him. We need to rest in him, and we need to delight in him. That's what God wants us to do. And when we do that, you know, then we get really, really blessed. And, you know, there's many open doors for you. God has got great before ordained works for you to do. So we want to keep our focus. The focus should be, like, you know, our relationship with God, walking with him, and then the desire to see men and women to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. You know, you can really desire your own field. You know, what do you want to do with God? You know, like God was showing me, say what you want, not what you see. And then I realized after a few months, I'm a little bit slow on the take up at times. Well, what do I want? You know, so getting that focus with God and staying focused with God. And I'll finish off with Isaiah 26:3, which it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. When you're staying your attention on God, it's because you're trusting on him. You're relying on him. You're depending upon him and his ability to do, and not yours. But when we get upset, we don't keep our focus there. When your focus is diverted, because there's many things that come up, especially family things and the things that are close. Yeah, don't forget, Satan works. So he works through four fronts: yourself, the old nature, the old programming, other people, idols or religion, and the environment that you're in. What's your environment like? Keep your environment spiritually clean. You can do that. Watch who comes in, and then get rid of those that need to go out. Watch what comes into your environment, and just be aware of God's presence and power with you, and he's in you and he's working. So there's many practical things we can do on a daily basis, and every day I keep myself hot with God, and I desire work from him. Father, you give me, what's your before ordained works today? And then I remind God, look, you don't forget all those wonderful laborers that, you know, they need to be hurried up now. Like, make their jet plane go quicker to my airport, because I really desire this. And then now seeing, like, how God's working with Danny and Amber, you know, they've come and they've connected with me. And it's been a real privilege and honor to be able to share the things that God, how God works with me, and it's helped them. And the same with Becky and other people that have connected to me. So if we receive these words, like coming on here and listening, you need to receive and then do. Acts 1, it says, all that Jesus began both to do and teach. See, we do it, then we can teach it because we know by experience, right? And we've been taught that we got to take classes and we got to read. We got to get the knowledge first so that we can do. But God says, God's perspective. Someone mentioned perspectives. Katie. God's perspective is this. Just begin. And then the understanding will come. Then you can teach it, right? And we shouldn't really be teaching anything we're not living. And because there's no power in that. But the power is in what we're doing with God right now in living lifetime. This is what God's doing. This is how God's providing. This is the labors that God's adding to me. These are the doors that are opening up. And so your life should be able to affect other people's life. And so I'm really thankful because I know that my life, but that God by me is affecting other people's lives, that they're now going to God and they can walk with God. I don't interfere with Danny and Amber's fellowship. That's their fellowship with God. They decided to do that with God, nothing to do with me. But they're coming for the encouragement and they're doing it. So now they've got the fellowship and God's adding. So I don't need to worry about it because it's God's business and it's their business with God. And God's working their heart to come to connect. So as long as they come, I'll encourage. And same when I go to Sandgate for my encouragement. I go to God always first, like these guys do. And then God will put in my, okay, give Sandgate a call. And Sandgate's always got some great stuff to share with me. Always. Because I'm expecting it. So God's got to bring it in him. And because he communicates that way. And then we got the graphic, there's written scriptures, the examples. Because even though there's stuff addressed to us today in the church epistles, it still was 2,000 years ago. And there's still many examples. And God's still working today like he did in the book of Acts. And we really can move like that. We just need to get that momentum, the spiritual momentum with God. So then it will just continue. And I was watching England play. And they had great momentum. And I was thinking to myself, because I also watched Spain and Italy. And I looked at Spain, I thought, man, these guys have got great momentum. And they're really, they play like England, but they're faster and more accurate. I hope they don't win against Italy. Because Italy is so fast. So praise God, it worked out the way I desired. And the way I, and God was just showing me these practical things. Because Spain was a really good team. They were really fast. And they lost out on penalties. But really, they really deserved the game. But Italy got it. So I think we got a better chance against Italy anyway. So let's see how that goes. But God is with you. Just trust him. You know, delight in him. Commit your way to him. And rest in him. And he's going to do the work for you. So that's what I wanted to share. And so God bless your wonderful heart.